Hey Spotify, this is Megan Maroney. I feel like I've always loved country music. It's a lot of storytelling and, you know, everybody loves a good story. So I think that's what makes it easy to listen to. To just see like a crowd of people connect with something that I wrote, it's really cool. And I'm just excited to do more of that this summer. Brought to you by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Enjoy responsibly. 2023 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Nerds Candy. Calling all the gaming, tech-savvy nerds out there. The team carriers and keyboard warriors. The achievement hunters and part-time LARPers. The tech wizards and boss destroyers. When nerds come together, we live louder, leveling up in our own way. So let's raise our nerds in unison. The sweet, tangy, crunchy candy that's perfect for sharing. Nerds, shake things up. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Today's show is sponsored by jason-gore.com. You know him as Dudio from The Best Show and the former producer of Meet My Friends, The Friends. Now he's moving up and leaving all the scum in his wake. He's also a working comedian making people laugh all over the world. Go to jason-gore.com to check out his upcoming projects and live dates and more. jason-gore.com. Home base for all things Jason Gore. Let's start the show. Hey, it's Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. Each episode of this show recaps an episode of Friends. And we are going to have a great show tonight, so let's do it, and let's go meet my friends and your friends, the friends. Let's go meet them. Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Phoebe, and Ross. This intro is still so long. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host of the show, and we have engineer Pat here. How are you?
Hey, Tom.
The mic's not on, so that studio is being fixed after the mishap from a couple episodes ago. We're still things are under construction.
Yeah. Things are getting better though.
I think it should be back to normal. And
your mic already sounds good.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. I feel like, not unlike the Friends, I don't even have a thing for that. This is episode two. It's season two, episode check 17.
Check. Microphone check. One.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Sibilance.
Okay. And that's
sibilance. 1, 2, 1. Yeah, this mic's working. Sounds okay. Great.
Great. So his mic is on now?
Oh, no, Pat's still isn't. These two mics are working.
Okay, these two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still working on
his
that
one. His is not. Okay.
A lot of Martinellis, guys.
I could just switch seats to that one.
No, uh-huh. I got a lot of work to do
this
over
is
here.
Engineer Jason is here. He is former engineer Jason, current repair person.
I would add saving grace.
Sure, saving grace, who you're... We had a mishap in the studio with a bottle of sparkling cider that went all over the equipment, and Jason is fixing it, and
I looked into just replacing the board, which I think would have been faster. There was one on Craigslist for about $85.
Uh-huh. Ooh, $85, wow.
Same board.
What a great saving when I can just fix this one for barter.
I didn't personally think that would help.
Oh, $85.
Yeah.
$85.
Yeah, and that's almost,
how many channels?
Almost half what we paid.
Mm-hmm. How many channels, Pat?
It's 12. Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
So this is episode 17 of season 2, the one where Eddie moves in, and this one was written by Adam Chase, directed by Michael Lembeck, and it aired on February 22nd of 1996. The story for this one, Joey shows the other friends, minus Chandler, his new apartment, which is an apartment that he decorated himself with all sorts of crazy, weird things in it, and things that only Joey would pick out to furnish a place, because he has moved out of Chandler's apartment.
Ooh, my phone's ringing. Hold on. Do you mind if I take this? Give me 1 second.
I mean, you can leave.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing that Sharpling meet my friends thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's real stupid. Martinelli's everywhere. It's the stickiest board I've ever seen. All right. That's okay. Well, great. I don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, it just keeps on going, doesn't it? Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
I don't know why you have to take a call into the mic.
I wasn't even that close to the mic. That's sure. How well the mic is working okay, now. Well, great. Which is great.
Why don't I just switch seats with you?
No, it's. I'm doing a lot of work over here, Pat. A lot of work to clean up a lot of mess.
Well, okay, but why don't we just...
So, look, okay, a record producer signs Phoebe to make a video for her song Smelly Cat, but then dubs in someone else's voice, which is very jarring for the music video. Monica is annoyed that Ross is around the apartment so much because he's dating Monica's roommate, Rachel, that the two of them start fighting like they used to fight when they were kids at home. Chandler and Joey do miss each other. They watch Baywatch over the phone
Phone call. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Don. Yeah. Cool. Wow, really? Okay. I can do that. I mean, I haven't started recording the podcast yet, but I'll do press for it. New York Times, that's crazy. All right. Well, thanks, Don. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Okay, cool.
So,
back.
Yeah. So, Chandler gets a new roommate, Eddie, played by Adam Goldberg.
That was my agent.
What's that?
That was my agent.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm a podcast agent now.
That's great to hear.
Don Strong.
Okay. Eddie seems like a great guy, and Chandler is into having the new roommate, and neither Joey or Chandler will admit that they miss each other. Joey's jealous, and he starts fighting. Wait, you have a podcast agent?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. The moment I walked out of here, it was like the heavens opened up, and it was just like everybody thought, I don't know how you stayed on that show for so long. You must have something. I can't really hear you, Pat, neither can the listeners. You must really have something going on. Uh-huh. And that's where Taking the Leap is really
great. That's your Quantum Leap podcast.
New York Times. I'm sitting down with them tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It's huge.
Congratulations on that.
That doesn't mean a lot these days. A lot of people are getting Times articles.
All the podcast listeners are like, who's that in the background? Uh-huh. Is that the guy that blew Martinelli's all over the board?
It was in celebration of something great, so yeah.
Okay, please, both of you, just... Chandler finds out that he doesn't have that much in common with Eddie after all. I guess I got to read.
And Adam Goldberg is a great character actor.
Let me just read the. Okay. I got to do the commercial.
Can
for
I
the
just
episode.
Stand here close to this?
Yeah, room? No, you can't. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I need the space.
Today's show is sponsored by jason-gore.com. Jason is Dudio on The Best Show and used to be the producer of this podcast until he realized he was throwing his life away. I did not write this. I just want to say again. Wasting his time on a terrible recap podcast for a TV show he hasn't cared about since he was in grade school. Now he has quit the show and is making the move onward and upward, getting ready to launch his own recap podcast, Taking the Leap, a Quantum Leap recap show that is guaranteed to blow everyone away. Need to find out the latest on what Jason's up to? Do you know that Jason is also an improviser and a writer? That he also does character work? Well, if you swing by jason-gore.com, you'll find out everything you need to know about Jason Gore. There are so many great features on the website, like Jason's Twitter feed on the main page, and you can check out upcoming performances by clicking on the shows button. Everything you need to know about Jason Gore is here. One clean, efficient website, jason-gore.com, home base for all things Jason Gore. And was that good enough?
No, that works for me.
Okay. So,
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Eggo, making mornings more Lego with Eggo.
Yeah, what's the ETA here for everything to be back
to normal? It's going
to
take a while.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I could still see
it's a lot board. Of Martinelli's.
That board, mm-hmm. I can still see if it's available.
Okay, cool, because I pretty much customized everything with this board, so let's see if that works with a $85 board.
I mean, why don't I recustomize
it? Okay, recustomize it. Go right ahead. Do I need to be here? Is everything working? Properly? Do you guys need me?
This was a pretty good episode. I mean, it wasn't as great as some of the previous ones have been, like the prom episode or the one the prior where Joey was moving out, but still a very solid episode. Has a good balance of stuff for all the different cast members to do. I like the Joey and Chandler breakup stuff. There was a funny moment when it's raining and Chandler's looking outside the window longingly, and then Joey is looking outside the window, his window, looking at the rain, but then you realize he's just looking through the rain window he bought. That, and then
I just wanted to say you should have sounds now.
What's that?
You should have bumpers now.
Cool. Great.
That's been rerouted through the board.
Thank you. Yeah. Monica and Ross fighting is funny because they're fighting like they were kids again. And
I got part of that working for the last show. I don't know if you caught that.
Don't really listen anymore.
Just updating you that.
Okay.
I got some part of it working myself.
I see a keyboard in here. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the greatness that happened on the show with that.
Well, I play an instrument.
Seeing Joey stretch out and establish himself is interesting through the purchases he makes and seeing him try to get his own life going. And Adam Goldberg is great in it, but he's still playing it normal. The character will take a twist as things go on. And let's go to the different segments. This day in Friends history. Pat, do you have anything for this day, which would be February 22nd, 1996? Did you not...
Oh, Jesus. Wow. So you don't have anything for this?
Just let him. Look, please.
When it takes 40 seconds to pull out a fact?
I
spilled Martinelli's all over that, too?
No, look, this was a tough week. This was a really tough week. I have done everything mm-hmm. I can humanly possibly do, including research, to try and get us back online and up and in people's earbuds.
That's crazy because it's like the moment I step in, I pretty much got everything online.
No, you
even your mic now, Pat.
Friends first.
It's a Friends first. This is the first.
It's still not working.
It's still not working, I know.
This is the first time Chandler and Joey are truly separated. It's also the first time we see the dog statue that Joey...
I was going to bring that up. I love those white dog statues.
Yeah.
I am so excited. It's a visual reference for me as a kid.
Because that was a big part. It ran through the whole show, and this is where it starts with the dog statue.
Do you know what show never had white dog statues and everyone enjoyed it?
Uh-huh.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Chandler is he's obsessed with Yasmin Bleeth on Baywatch, and that's a reference to... the fact that Matthew Perry was dating Yasmin Bleeth around this time. So a fun kind of different reality thing. Not unlike Quantum Leap, I'm sure, which...
We deal with a lot of different realities mm-hmm. on Quantum Leap.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to speak for Jason here. Could you? Is there any way to make his volume louder in his headphones for when his bumper plays? Could you make his volume louder for when his bumper plays? 'Cause
his mic?
No, no, his volume for his own voice in the playback. Because wouldn't you love to hear your own voice more, Jason?
Hey, which bumper are you missing, Tom? That I regretfully forgot to do?
Yeah, don't worry.
No, no, which one? Which one?
It's the line of the episode.
That does sound good.
So this is Monica says to Joey, because Joey's regretting not being with Chandler. He's like, but I thought you wanted to live by yourself. And Joey says, I did. I thought it would be great. I figured I'd have, like, time alone with my thoughts. But, you know, it turns out I don't have as many thoughts as you'd think. And then rank the episode.
Oh, hold on a second. I got that for you. It should sound something like this.
Rank the episode. Rank the episode.
See, I did hear a little bit about the bumpers you did, Pat. They're the laughing stock of the podcast community. Don Strong really hates them.
Can you give me the keyboard?
Take the keyboard.
Thank you.
Solid episode. The pairings are solid. Joey and Chandler, Monica and Ross, Phoebe singing the Smelly Cat thing's not my favorite. So this is 7 friends out of a possible 10. Let's rank the friends.
Well, if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now.
What is that?
That's Pat's bumper. Pat did the bumper for Rank the Friends.
With the Spin Doctors music behind it? That's the actual music.
Yeah, that's your good ear. That's the actual instrumental track. And
We can turn on. I fixed his mic. Mm-hmm. If you want to give him access now.
Check, this is me. Check one. All right, thank you. Thank you for doing that.
So
can we start from the beginning now?
No, I can't start from the beginning. The show's almost over.
Well, yeah, but why don't we, my mic, we don't need, we can actually not have Jason.
Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Ross, Phoebe. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. We'll be back with another episode.
Check one. Check two. Sounds good.
I think it sounds tinny.